All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I hate to break the fishing news up here, M-Chuck, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations, you're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for, like, an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down,
your M-Chuck. Yep.
All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
Today's episode of the podcast is brought to you by DuraGuard. I was fixing my shoe. If you're looking for a trusted professional fence company in Alberta that can do it all, count on DuraGuard Fence Limited. For 37 years, they've been offering manufacturing, installing, and repair services, as well as a whole range of do-it-yourself solutions. The most highly trained and experienced fence installers in Alberta, operating the most modern fleet of equipment. For more information, go to DuraGuardFence.ca.
Got to make sure your shoe game is tight when you're doing a podcast.
I did get new shoes recently. And The tongue slips down as I walk. So I'm always uncomfortable. I got to pull the tongue back up.
Sounds like a good shoe.
Yep.
New Balance guy. Hey?
I am a New Balance guy. I've always thought they look really, really fresh. Never owned a pair until now. The tongue is a bit of an issue. The rest of the shoe operates pretty well.
I can hear you turning into a dad.
Yeah, that's dad shoe mantra.
No, in your era, they're dad shoes.
Soon they're now you're going to tell me Nike
ran
or dad
in my
shoes.
Era.
I've just Nike, run them. If you, like Nike Monarchs.
I don't even know what those are.
Those are the white ones that get
that
have grass stains all over them.
Those are going to be grass stained at some point.
No, but the white old man shoes are like leather white old man shoes with just one color. Like a blue Nike swoosh.
Laces are too long.
Or a blue N.
Yeah, these aren't.
Well, those are fresh. Those are gray. They're a little gray. They're a little suede.
They match the gray on my pants.
You're still wearing contrast. Sock hats. Wait, your level two dad will kick in when you come in with tube socks pulled up to the top and shorts. Yeah. You're like, I don't know. It just helps with
but
the
those
circulation.
Those are too high of sock.
Yeah, I can see you rocking some black socks up to the shin.
I do own a few pairs, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, if anyone's going to dress like an old man sooner, it's going to be you.
No, I care about my fashion. I'm for always fashion-wise.
But you're an old soul.
I know, but I think I'm a long ways away
What's
from that.
What's that wedding's behind you?
Like, you're going to get a cardigan rocking?
Ooh, I can see you rocking a cardigan.
You got to get a front porch going is what you need.
You are not going to believe the conversation Amber and I had 2 days ago.
Talking about your front porch?
She goes, the sun's always shining in the morning on our front porch so nicely. And I said, Amber, this summer, let's make a goal of on one of the two weekend days, we'll have coffee on the front porch and wake up early. And she's like, that's a great idea.
You know what?
Does he know what front porch means?
I don't think so.
I don't think he knows. Well,
front porch is a belly like this one. That's a front porch.
I'm talking about my literal front porch.
But yeah, that's also, you know what, though? That sounds nice. A morning coffee is great.
you backed up. I'm not on my way to being a dad with, you know, what's great, sitting on the front porch and drinking coffee.
Yeah.
You're right. You're a rock star.
Yeah.
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 You know what's great? Ketamine. Right in your eye. Yeah.
Sunsets that's on the front porch. Yeah.
That's lovely.
Sunrises.
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 Sunsets
I mean.
In the backyard.
Oh.
Yeah. Back porch.
Back porch. Yeah.
That's a dumper.
Big deck.
Guys, you got that dumpy.
Right on your big deck.
The dumper, you need the BBL.
The BBL drizzy.
It's BBL drizzy.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah. Do we want to start with... I have questions. Sorry, yeah. I have a question. What is the Drake Kendrick Lamar beef? What is it?
There's
what is it about?
There's more people involved.
There's a lot of people involved.
Walk me through. From the, and I'm sorry, listeners, you may not want to hear this, but I literally need to be informed. And I am with some of the best minds on the subject.
Bag Milk, you want to do a top line? Then I'll bring in what I think is happening on top of it.
Well, no, I want to hear your version because my, like, I don't
know. Well, I don't need to get, just give me, like, the facts and then hit me with your opinions.
Okay. All right.
So a whole bunch of rappers are dissing each other in songs. And it's mostly Drake and Kendrick Lamar.
Uh-huh.
But they're launching like videos within 20 minutes of each other and all this. And Plant. We're led to believe that this is just a free-flowing argument, not between global publicists.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So Drake is dropping songs. Rick Ross dropped songs. Kendrick's dropping songs. Who else?
Chris Brown dropped
Chris
songs.
Brown dropped
Quavo songs. Is in there.
That's a separate beef. The start of the Drake-Kendrick beef was on Drake and J. Cole did a couple songs together. J. Cole had things to say about, like, who are the top three in rap. It's the three of them. J. Cole then kind of said, like, I'm the best, whatever.
It was first-person shooter.
First-person shooter, yep. And then Kendrick on the Like That song had a feature, and he said, like, fuck the big three. Like, it's me. Just me. And then everyone was like, whoa, Drake's got to respond to that. J. Cole actually responded first, then apologized at one of his concerts.
And said, I'm out.
He said, I'm out. I don't want any part of this. And took the song off streaming. And then Drake responded with push-ups, hilarious, made fun of Kendrick Lamar's small feet and small stature. And then,
also his bad record deal.
His bad record deal. That was the gist of it. So like the first, so first Kendrick goes like, I'm the best, fuck the two of you, threw a couple shots at Drake about his albums, whatever, and then dropped push-ups, which was about his bad record deal and all of that. And at that point, I still am with you where I'm like, this is PR stuff. I think it's all just like, let's get some streams up. Let's get rap back and going a little bit. Kendrick drops the next one, which would have been his response however many days later. 13 days later?
Euphoria.
Mm. And even that one was a little bit more like still rap focused.
But if you're going to write a diss track, record it, put out a Hype Williams video for yeah. it, I would expect it to take 10, yeah. 12 days.
At this point, JR, they're still touching on... who's the best in the game, who's successful, yeah. who's a real guy, who's not just in it for money,
yeah.
dissing the plane. It's all pretty cosmetic yep. bullshit. And but it then was, it takes a turn.
And it takes a turn. And what it's at now is I think they both just started from when Drake did push-ups and then in that gap where Kendrick got to Euphoria, I think they've had all of these done up for a week.
Yes.
And I think they're just at the ready, drop.
I think they sat down and they're like, in this toxic world in which we live, the only thing millennials and younger care about is beef.
Yeah.
Exclusively. So this is like a play we're witnessing.
No, see, and I disagree with that because I think it's gone too far. Now it's like Drake being like, you beat your wife and your kids aren't yours.
Kendrick
and
Kendrick,
calling him a pedophile.
Calling him a pedophile.
And then also saying, and Drake dropping a...
So that's getting a little too deep.
It's a little deep.
I think it's too now damaging to their
but
images.
How are they so quick to record a song?
This is it.
Drake dropped something about having an 11-year-old child.
Kendrick.
Well, to see if Kendrick would bite on it. Kendrick did. And then Drake came out and was like, I was fucking around.
Drake always has leaks, right?
Yeah.
And the rumor was that when he had his kid, right, Pusha T found out. And Pusha T said that Kanye told him. And this is good rap beef. Kanye didn't tell him. It was, and Pusha T came out and said it was one of the guys in OVO dated some girl he dated and told her all her secrets, and then she told him, yeah. right? So Drake apparently dropped fake leaks for this guy to pick up, Kendrick to pick up, and he rapped about an 11-year-old daughter that Drake has, but Drake's like, it's not a real person.
It's not real. I told, like, we leaked
That's
it
fake.
To you to test
But
you.
That to me is fake.
See,
same with the photo. There's the one that Drake dropped last night, Heart Part 6, talks about the photo that was the album cover on that one.
And they
and these are all just getting streamed like crazy.
Yes. Streamed like crazy. But
breaking records for rap videos on YouTube in the last 5 years.
But if they just kept going back and forth with, like Chalmers said, like, who's the greatest, whatever.
Got, but they
like,
have to take it further because they time out.
But now I think it's too damaging to their, like, overall brand now. Like, the people whose opinions on this I, like, seek out are all kind of saying, like, there's no more winner. They've both lost.
What's real in all of this is that a lot of people don't like Drake. And that just could be a function
but
of
and that's hater. And that's the other thing is, like, I think a lot of people didn't like Drake, and now everybody's seeing the opportunity to say something about it. What, and that's why everybody's piling on him.
The Metro Boomin album, We Don't Trust You.
Yeah.
And that's about they don't trust Drake specifically. Like, the whole album's like a shade
like
album.
Kendrick
even
saying,
all the song titles were essentially the antithesis of whatever.
Yeah. Of Drake. Of Drake.
For all the Kendrick basically, like, in one of his songs, apologizing to Adonis for having a shitty dad and apologizing to it's Drake's harsh. Mom.
What song is
about,
that?
About that's the heart, isn't it? The Heart 6?
No, that was one.
Or the Heart Part. No, sorry, I don't even remember.
The but one after
he apologizes to Drake's mom for having a shitty son, basically being like nobody likes respects your kid and your father. And
so I got the timeline for you, if you want.
Yeah, give it to me.
So like that, the Kendrick verse on the Future Metro Boomin that came out on March 22nd. Drake responded with Push Ups on April 13th. Taylor Made Freestyle, that was the one where he had Tupac in it. And
again, it's AI Snoop Dogg, AI Tupac.
AI Snoop Dogg, and they had to pull it down. That was on the 19th. Kendrick Lamar then released Euphoria on April 30th. Then it was 6:16 in LA on the 3rd by Kendrick Lamar. Then Family Matters by Drake was May 3rd right after that. Meet the Grams by Kendrick Lamar was May 4th.
That's the one that was the hardest one.
Real nasty one, yeah.
See, I thought Not Like Us by Kendrick is the
one. And then yesterday Drake finished.
So Not Like Us came out on, well, that would have been Saturday. And then last night, Drake released The Heart Part 6 last night, which is Sunday.
Yeah. Heart Part 6 was the weakest of the bunch.
Heart Part 6 essentially replied to everything from Not Like Us by Kendrick the day before.
I just have a hard time thinking that this wasn't planned out in advance.
I think maybe it was at first, and the turn it's now taken is like out of hand.
Remember that AI song Drake had, Heart on My Sleeve? Remember that first AI song that came out, and it's The Weeknd and Drake, and it was so good?
Yeah.
I've read on rap boards that like they made that on purpose.
Yeah, it was like a test.
But just to be like, it's AI! Like, I swear to God, Drake's publicist has like every single ruse you can pull in the book, and they're just going through them one at a time.
I just think now that the accusations and stuff like that have gotten to such an insane point, it's like, there's no way they can be like behind the scenes.
What if
like,
it started out, like all good fights, like Tyson, Jake Paul, it started out contrived and then turned left?
I think that's what it is.
Are we on the last? Is that the back nine of this?
The Tyson and Jake Paul's turned left?
Well, I think it's going to when Mike Tyson knocks Jake Paul off his fucking shoulders and kills him.
And Mike Tyson's the underdog.
Yeah,
like, if I can bet, I'm betting on Tyson.
Like a plus 300.
And I know they probably want me to.
I think that they're
going to do it.
So funny.
Because doesn't he have to wear double the size gloves?
No, they took that away.
He has to wear headgear.
No, they took that away.
No.
There's no headgear.
He just needs to land one.
And 16-ounce gloves, it's the same.
When they started it out, they were like, this is a great idea. This is going to be so fun. And I think Mike Tyson's just like a tiger.
He is going.
And he's going to kill
Jake. And he's like 60.
Yeah, man.
This is like Balboa, like the movie Balboa when he comes back.
Have you seen his footage of him training?
Yeah, he looks.
It's insane.
He's going to land some of those.
He punches with fierce.
Jake Paul's going to turn to dust.
This could be the highest rated boxing match of the modern era.
When is it? Because I got to make sure I watch this.
It's not until like July or August.
No, it's end of June.
Is it June?
Okay.
Imagine going back.
Like, Netflix has it, right?
I think they do, yeah.
Imagine going back to like 19-year-old Mike Tyson when he's just starting out. Remember the? Ever seen the one where he comes out wearing the towel and the whole music's just a gong or something?
Yeah.
And be like, you want to see what you look like when you're 60? And he's still fighting fit.
And this will probably be his biggest payday.
Probably. I wonder.
July 20th, AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. The match will be available on Netflix.
Yeah. It's on Netflix. That's right.
Wow. Okay, I have one take on Kendrick, Drake.
I just want to know your song rankings, because ultimately I don't care about any of the beef.
I have another thing I need to get some information once we're done this subject.
That's what I love.
I would just like to add that the one video, do you remember the Good Kid, Mad City album? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And there's the minivan on the front.
Yeah, that's
very famous. It's his childhood minivan. Drake did an album where he took that minivan and crushed it into a cube.
He did the music video for Meet the Family, or Family Matters, is that?
That to me is like, okay, we need a video and we don't want to really offend him because this is all fake, so we'll just crush the van?
Best song, without a doubt, Not Like Us. Kendrick Lamar's got the best singular song.
Not Like Us.
That came out on the weekend. Yeah. The beat's good. I like his flow. It's just fun. The chirps are great.
I think the best song is Push Ups.
Push Ups is my number two.
I think Push Ups is one. I think Not Like Us is two. I think Family Matters is three. 6:16 in LA, then Meet the Grams, and then Euphoria. Oh, Euphoria. No, Euphoria's got to be higher.
Publicists
Euphoria are, right behind Push Ups.
Publicists around the world are just like, okay, what we need up this is Ice Spice to murder Nicki Minaj. That'll sell albums.
Sexy Red versus
Glorilla.
Megan Thee Stallion. Anyway, so my should take we start on like it, a- the only part that's annoying because I like see the guy on Twitter that went super viral for like his 5-minute breakdown of like this is everything you need to know. It was very like pro Kendrick slanted, and basically everything that comes out is like Kendrick says something about Drake, and it feels like the majority of people online are like, cooked them. Look at that. Got him. Drake says something about Kendrick, and they're like, well, no proof. There's no proof of that. You can't.
I think Drake is a worse person than Kendrick. And he's my favorite rapper of all time.
I find that it's interesting, like, reading the online reactions to it, because if you go in WorldStar's comments, it's very pro-Kendrick in there.
Yeah.
Very, very pro-Kendrick.
A lot of it's pro-Kendrick, but, like, again, I think an interesting angle I saw of it was, like, Kendrick comes out, tells Drake, like, you're a gambler, you're a drinker, all this stuff, like, Drake, you abuse women. Drake raps about like all of that. He's like very out in front of all of those things. Kendrick always takes like the morally high ground. I'm better. And for Drake to be saying all this stuff about him there, this is way more damn. It should be at least more damaging to Kendrick than it is Drake, because he's the guy who likes to walk around, I'm a family man. I don't care about this hip hop stuff. I have bigger issues in life. And for it to come out that he's probably actually on the level of Drake in terms of terrible personness, I think is damaging.
Yeah, but Chalmers, who's got better bangers?
That's all I really care about.
Oh, Drake by far. In this beef?
Yeah, in the beef.
Kendrick's winning it.
Interesting.
In just songs.
You know who I miss in all of this? ODB. A gangster rapper you could get behind. He was arrested in a McDonald's drive-thru.
People are, of course, going to side with Kendrick right now.
His son is playing the role of ODB now for Wu-Tang.
Oh, yeah. I saw him in concert.
And his son, like, legit.
Was there and sang like the triumph part for the ODB part. Yeah. He sang a bunch of songs as ODB. And the concert's not just all of Wu-Tang out there. It's like, it starts with like Method Man and
it's
he does
funny,
his
it's a guy in a cowboy
and then all of a sudden like Raekwon comes out and then they like bring people out. And then when they're all out there, they sing like triumph and then a couple leave and a couple guys sing their song. But they made a special like stop in the concert to be like, this is for our boy ODB. And then they bring him out and he does like a couple parts of like Raekwon songs.
And he's basically like in character as his dad.
He looks just like him. Yeah, he doesn't go out of the way to look as scraggly as like Old Dirty Bastard did. But he sounds just
dirty.
Like him. Just like him.
You know the band Sublime?
Oh, yeah.
So that guy.
That's one of my favorite bands.
So that guy passed away a long time ago.
A long time ago, yeah.
His son is now the lead singer of Sublime and sounds exactly like him.
Yeah.
That's wild. Cool.
Yeah, Summertime, that song is like one of my favorite songs. Going
good, Jim.
Francis Farmer is going to reignite Nirvana.
Yeah, yeah. Can't wait for a version.
Can't wait.
Smell Like Teen Spirit.
Wait till Paris Jackson re-releases Thriller.
She got a voice.
You know who's so nice is Blanket Jackson. Remember that one kid?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know how the hell one night I saw they're talking to Blanket about his dad's legacy. I'm sure the kid's a cannibal, but he came across so nice, so normal, like unbelievable.
Is that with Lisa Marie? Did they have kids? No, they didn't have kids.
It was him and the lady he was married to, his dermatologist assistant.
It's wild that Blanket is now 22 years old.
But he's like super nice. And then there's the other one too. The other boy. Prince Michael Jr.?
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
And he's super cool. Good job, Jacksons.
Okay. I've got to keep it on pop culture and probably late to the party and whatever. I need to know, what is the beef between Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian? What did Kim do to Taylor?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, it was.
So I was watching this other podcast and just a quick clip of it. And Kim's trying to be like, oh, we should squash the beef. But then everyone's like, no, what you did to Taylor is unforgettable.
She did the Kanye thing.
The phone call.
Yeah,
so
the phone call with Kanye.
Kanye claims, oh, I called Taylor Swift up in advance of putting that Taylor song verse in where he says he's going to bang her.
Yeah.
I'm whispering like people in the podcast can't hear a whisper if I say it. And then they phoned her and said, is that cool that we did that? And she was like, yeah, but then apparently it was all edited and whatnot. So she's like, you really bullied me because he put that song out, then you released this video that appeared to show me complying.
And Kim was part of that video?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
But again, fake.
Bad weekend for Kim, too. At the Tom Brady roast.
She got
She took a stray
from
Tom Brady.
What did he do to her?
So
there was rumors they were dating, right?
If anybody back in the day there was, yeah. But if there was any like winners and losers from the Tom Brady roast.
If you back it up even before Tom took the shot at her as the joke at her, she went up to be as a presenter.
You got booed, right?
The booing
at the roast?
At the roast.
Oh,
the
okay.
The booing did not stop until the dais was kind of like, all right, just kind of give her a second. It was hardcore booing last night.
So the joke that Tom Brady had was, well, Kim Kardashian's here. And, you know, she looks nervous about being here. And that's because her kids are at home with their father. And Kim's just like, excuse me? And everybody's just cringe. There was a lot of cringe shit. Nikki Glaser.
But that's what a roast is, though.
Yeah, right? It's over the top.
It's so uncomfortable.
But Nikki Glaser, if you think of people in the pantheon of Tom Brady, we got Tiger Woods, we got Michael Jordan, we got Wayne Gretzky, we got Tom Brady. I don't see any of these other three people signing up to do this roast when you've had kind of the things happen in the last couple of years.
They're trying, I think, to get him ready for primetime to be this Fox analyst. So they need to try to break
softening
him up.
It.
What do you mean?
Softening it?
Just building up his profile.
But so Tom is in controversy.
His wife left him for the jujitsu.
So I know. Okay.
He left a baby. Hilarious. He left his pregnant baby mama to get with Giselle.
Listen. He said, "The one. All the time.
This is the one joke. This
and
is
what's Bridget Moynihan. Who
this is the one joke. So you've left, and then you retired, and then you came back, and then you retired, and you came back. Seems like the only thing you're good at leaving is pregnant baby mamas.
Who said that?
Nikki Glaser.
Then he goes. Then she goes. To be fair, though. You just thought she was getting fat. We all know how you hate fat women or something like that.
And it's and then he goes, she says, wasn't it weird that your wife was a black belt or was a white belt in jiu-jitsu for 5 years?
She had practice every single day.
She had practice every day, and all she ever made it to was a white belt?
I think the thing that they're trying to do with Tom Brady, I was reading a thing about how they're worried he doesn't have enough personality to pull it off, being in this 10-year, $37 million thing. So they're trying to, put him on a press junket to get him out of just doing sports interviews and shit, to try to, break him out of quarterback mode.
Yeah. How was his roast? Him himself?
So I didn't see it fully. I saw a lot of clips. But
I watched the whole thing last night, and I thought he was really good. You could tell people wrote him jokes, but his timing was good, his delivery was good, and for the most part, the thing I was most interested in, because that thing went on for over 3 hours.
Oh, jeez.
It was normally it's when you see a roast, you get the edited version, but this was the whole thing. And so I was wondering by the time he got up on stage if people were just going to have any ha-has left in them, because it was a long night, but I thought he did really well.
And then the one guy made the joke about Robert Kraft, and then Tom Brady came over and
Jeff Ross. Like,
stop it.
And yeah. The massage joke didn't go over well. That was the only time.
He got up and walked over. I thought he was going to Will Smith him.
Yeah, that was the only thing that he said no more to is the Robert Kraft.
And Bill Belichick and there was this.
Was he in the roast?
Yeah, there was this documentary that came out and it really pitted Bill Belichick.
But he was one of the roasters.
Yeah, well, he came up and said something, but the real thing was he's like, no wonder they're not doing a Bill Belichick roast because it was just the documentary that came out. Because really, they made him look bad.
They did?
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with him?
It was so bad. It was just Robert Kraft being like, Bill Belichick didn't do any of this stuff. He was terrible for
it
us.
Was like, it wasn't a very good documentary,
Mr.
by all accounts.
Kraft, you may have invented cheese, but you are off base.
But then, the only thing I couldn't believe...
Kevin Hart got them to do a shot together last night.
Yeah. I would assume there was some sort of a pre-meeting of hey, we're not going to go this far. Or at least I thought there would have been,
so
considering the big names.
I listened to, on the Howard Stern show today, Nikki Glaser was on, and she talks about that. The only thing they agreed to that was off limits was the kids.
The fact that they made as many Aaron Hernandez hanging himself jokes was uncomfortable.
She says, Randy Moss, or no, zero time Super Bowl champion, Randy Moss is here. Yeah. She's like, you know, it's funny because Drew Bledsoe has a ring, Aaron Hernandez has a ring. around his neck, and you're just like, oh my god, what is happening?
There was like even worse ones too.
There was a lot of bad ones with Aaron Hernandez.
The Hernandez
one. But like what I said, was worse than that you heard?
Aaron Hernandez just kept coming up a lot.
Oh, there was a joke about Gronk's penis that they eventually flipped into Hernandez.
Okay. Yeah. That didn't have any of the joke part to it.
But I know, because I feel bad repeating them because I don't think they're like
this
great
morning
jokes.
On the Stern Show, Nikki Glaser said only thing off limits was the kids. Everything else was free play.
Damn.
I'm new to football, and I actually don't really like it, but I know the story of Tom Brady, and like the fact that he was as like shat on as he was early in his career, to me, is crazy.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, I would have thought, looking at him, that would have been, like, the top pick in the draft, and everybody would have been, like, gunfighting over him, but, like, it's interesting how he bloomed so late in life.
Yep.
Yeah, and then was able to keep it going for so long into it. It's impressive.
You just need to see his video of him running at the combine, and you can see why he started from the bottom.
Even, like, the Drew Bledsoe, like, his thing was pretty good. I thought he did a good job. Nikki Glaser was great. Jeff Ross was good. They're just, I love roasts. They're so vile.
Oh, the man. Best
They're way. From a different era almost. Like, have you ever looked at, like, the Friars Club and stuff like that on YouTube? The old roasts they used to have, where, like, everyone's chains.
Like, Dean Martin's up there crushed.
Everyone's so drunk.
Yeah. Like, well, so as the night went on, you could tell everybody was getting drunker and drunker. By the time Gronk went up, he was loose, man. He could barely read the teleprompter.
Is that right, eh?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he could probably barely read anyway. There was a lot of those jokes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you could tell he was feeling pretty loose.
Well, Tom.
Well, you want to know what the biggest fucking joke in the history of jokes is?
Yeah.
We end our series in 5 games.
Way to bring it back to hockey.
And now we get 7 days of rest, and a team that goes to a game 7 only gets 5 days of rest. We get 7. We get 2 more days of rest. I thought that was the whole point of winning your series early. What a joke.
What blows my mind.
Why wouldn't they do it Tuesday? I know that there was a concert on Monday.
Pearl Jam is in
Vancouver Monday.
You got to give Pearl Jam their space.
But why not Tuesday?
Why wouldn't you want to have
Canadian teams
on Saturday night?
On Saturday night.
That's what's mind-blowing.
The place will be rocking because it's Saturday night.
I think they're
but now we have Friday, Sunday.
I think they're setting it up, though, because they are maybe trying to think ahead and be like, ooh, game 7. Game 6 would be a Saturday night, wouldn't it? I think.
No.
Sunday is game 3.
No, maybe it will be.
It's Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, game 6.
Oh.
But I think that's what they're trying to do.
They better.
Yeah. I hope it only goes Saturday. I hope it goes to 4.
On Saturday, the Rangers could have swept the Canes by then.
Yeah, that too.
Vancouver Canucks fans doing their best to make everybody in the world hate them.
So this is important. Important you're bringing this up, but important as Oilers fans that we take the high road during this time.
Learn.
Let them be a cesspool.
They clearly haven't learned from the sins of their past because they are driving down that road again. And if there's anything we can do.
McDavid's just sitting there. He's got a pipe in his veins. He's regenerating.
The numbers about special teams success in this first round is unbelievable. If you had special team success in this playoffs, you won. And there is no debate. I saw a chart. I'll show it to you.
Yeah, from Paul Peduti of Daily Faceoff.
That's a great chart. I didn't know who sent it. I just saw it.
The 8 teams who won the special teams battle, power play, penalty kill percentage combined.
Paul Peduti, great
the
name.
8 advanced.
Yeah, the top 8 advanced. Yeah.
He writes some intense stuff over at Daily Faceoff.
Oh, yeah. Really good.
Yeah.
Chalmers, who's your favorite college football player? Is it General Booty?
Yep.
What are these people doing? If you're the Booty family and you've got a new baby sitting there, he's already got a tough road to go. Why are you going to call him General?
Better than Private Booty or Corporal Booty. I imagine General's higher than most.
Go with an easier name.
Captain Booty.
Captain.
This guy is going to be a tremendous quarterback.
The General?
The General, Booty.
He's going to sell so many jerseys. Yeah.
Yes, this is exactly why.
Whatever team, if he sucks.
So as long as he makes the show, though, because if you're General Booty and you're an accountant, this life's not the same.
Well, you're an XFL second stringer. It's kind of the butt of a joke.
Yeah, you're going to need a nickname at that point.
General Booty? You don't think that sort of just stands on its own business?
Gen B.
All right, I do want to keep the hockey talk going.
Yes.
But first, we need to step aside for a quick break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All right, back on the pod. Let's talk about Oilers Canucks. Because you brought up something, Jay, about like as a fan base, take the moral high ground. And Chalmers, you called out the entire Canucks fan base like they're one singular person. I think it's weird, like the amount of hate.
They
like,
burnt their city down.
Yeah, okay, twice. Decent point. Decent point. I don't know. I just think the whole, like, God, I hate.
They had, like, a rally. Didn't they? Wasn't this, like, a rally?
Yeah, this was a rally.
They were starting Fuck the Oilers chants after game three.
I don't think Canucks fans are rooting for the Oilers. No. But I don't know. I just feel like the Oilers also, like, there are Oilers fans out there who also do a lot of, like, unlikable shit. So it's like, yeah. You're right. Let's just keep it on the rails as a
like, let's just keep it on the because there's juju out there. Let them get all the bad juju, and they're doing a great job at it right now.
I just think we make our jokes and we do our thing, and that's gonna fly like, where we need to be.
Quinn Hughes is a bum. That's okay.
Remember yeah, that bum. Time the Canucks lost in six and they poured all that bleach in the Vancouver Aquarium tanks? Classless.
What?
Classless fans. Classless. Those whales didn't have to die. Classless. Classless.
What's our level of nervousness for this series?
My official prediction on Daily Faceoff was Oilers in five.
I really hope, but I don't want to get ahead. Once again, can't get ahead Oilers of your skis. Six. Job's not done, but I really hope. I just hope it's five.
I got Oilers in six. I don't know how it's going to go, but losing the first one at home seems like it could be very doable, but then we win the next three. We're up 3-1. It makes it tight by going 3-2, and then we start win in Vancouver. Six. We start in Vancouver. They win at home. They win game one at home.
Okay.
Vancouver wins game one at home. But then we get our bearings, take game two in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. Split on the road.
And the
is
series
nice.
Starts because home team lost, and then we come home and we just like hold court here. The fans with the "Let's Go Oilers." Pat McAfee thought was boring.
It is, but Pat, it's very cold.
But when you see, I love that Vanner didn't take a step back.
He played for the Colts. It would have been go, Colts, go.
How'd they come up with that?
It's just always...
That's a mystery to me. But yeah, like, I don't know. I see it being 3-2 with a game six win. I want them to just fucking sweep them. I mean, there's nothing I'd like to see more because in my hated teams, it goes Calgary, Toronto, Vancouver, tied for two. That is just a fact.
You hate on your own, I see.
Mm. Like we gotta. What I don't like is the sports books have Edmonton so heavily favored.
Don't like that.
-250 is the odds according to our friends.
I don't like that. So once again, like this, Vancouver's gonna be tough to play against.
They're gonna be.
And yeah. I know we can talk about the regular season series, but there's so many caveats to that. But still, they did eat our supper. So I want to make sure that we don't come in. Already thinking we've won the series. Well, that's all six. I ask.
I hope the boys get in on Quinn Hughes and just pound
rock
him
because he's fighting an injury right now. Just, that's the thing.
We so have is, our forecheck.
He's fighting So focus on those two and get under JT Miller's skin. Connor McDavid uses the door off as a pylon, So well, he's totally fine playing in that against that.
JT Miller, mutant. I was talking to our boy, Big Dave Quadrelli out in Canucks Army.
Big Dave.
And the numbers he brought up were quite interesting, where JT Miller has been very effective against Connor head-to-head. So that's going to be a big matchup, but I don't know who's going to handle Leon.
That's the thing. They're on different lines now.
So we'll see. I don't think this is going to be a quick series, though. I'm going Oilers in six.
I think Oilers in seven. I think that we got swept in the regular season.
How dare you stress us out?
Granted, that was a different
Those numbers aren't good. 21 goals against to 7 goals for. Save percentage of 811 to 957.
We just sucked.
There's the important one. Goaltending. The goaltending's night and day.
It is. But he...
Who started his own?
Jack Campbell started that first game
of
the year.
No Demko until at least game six or seven.
And he played game two or three. The one we were in Van in November, that was Campbell.
Is the Smith done? Is it Seeloff's net until...
So saith Big Dave, yes.
Yeah, so DeSmith was healthy for games... Frank, I think, said game four, five, and six. Definitely five and six, though. And they're rolling with Seeloff's. And Big Dave Quadrelli said... on ON every day today about Seeloff's. So Latvia won bronze at the World Championships last year, and Seeloff's in the game where they played against Team USA stopped like 50 shots. Like, I am mildly worried about how good Seeloff's will be in this series.
Well, we know how the Oilers go against third string goalies too. And yes.
Yeah. Is this one of those too young to get nervous, too young to know any difference?
100%. So the story with Seeloff's is when he found out he was making his NHL debut and getting called up, apparently, he just looked at the head coach down in wherever the Abbotsford or Utica or whatever, and was like, okay. Yeah. He didn't have like a, oh, sweet, or like, wow, I'm excited to react. And he was just like, okay. So apparently, he doesn't get rattled all that easily.
I'm here to goalie.
He'll get rattled when it goes Connor to Leon top chatter with about a quarter inch worth of space between him and the post. And he's like, he can pick that?
I just think they got to get on him early. They got to get on him early.
Got to.
Remember the year they all played the Jets in the play-ins?
Yep.
I thought we were going to sweep the Jets. And I already bought a broom, and I would put the cart so far ahead of the horse, I couldn't even see the cart. I will never do that again.
No, me neither.
And I'll never predict a sweep.
I tweeted from the Nation account, we want the Jets, give them to us. Oof. No more.
We need to hit these guys. The thing is, the thing that bodes Zadorov, that McDavid does own him, but he is a big body who can throw his weight around. Tyler Myers, same thing.
But the Canucks aren't going to be as physical as the Kings, though.
I think they will be.
They can be. So I think we got to definitely lead the way and make sure we're getting our licks on some of those boys.
You want to lick boys?
That's what it takes.
Whatever it takes.
No, sir.
I'm in.
I'm like, again... There was a little part of me nervous heading into the Kings series because I'm like, okay, everyone's picking the Oilers every round. There's one team that everybody picks who ends up falling out. And granted, that almost didn't really happen in the first round unless the Leafs are considered that team. But this time around, again, ESPN, 23 of their 24 picked the Oilers to win the series. And it's kind of like, oh God, there's always
the ones. What do they have? Well, I'm assuming everyone's thinking Florida's going to destroy Boston.
Yeah, maybe. I didn't look at that.
Boston barely beat the Leafs, and Leafs were in a tire fire.
Was such a good end to it.
Man, Game 7 OT doesn't get better in Game 7 OT, especially in a series where you don't really care.
Yeah, you're sitting back watching.
Because to me, as an Oilers fan, no matter what the result was, it was going to be hilarious. Either the Leafs lost in the funniest way possible, or B, the Bruins coughed up another 3-1 series lead.
I just like watching the Leafs implode and then all the players fighting with each other on the bench. But that like OT today. Game, when he scored that goal, he banked it off the corner. Mm-hmm. That was like your classic home ice advantage bank shot, hey?
Yeah.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
Dude, I can't believe. We had like 3 hockey games this weekend for my son, and there was no less than 5 times where our own players, just out of like sheer not thinking, tipped a puck on our own goaltender coming from far. All Friday and Saturday, I'm just like, guys, we cannot tip pucks on our own goaltender. And then that Toronto-Boston game with 10 seconds left almost comes down to a puck thrown at the net and Witherspoon putting it right on
very, very close,
the goalie. And that was, I was like, oh my God. And I just looked at my son. I'm like, do you see that? It is so important. You do not change the direction of pucks coming towards your own goaltender. I am so glad that Boston got that. And like Pasternak, that was unbelievable. Knowing the bounce of your home boards to have it come out and for Pasternak to know that just go, just fucking go, was so cool. That was such a cool hockey play.
I thought they were actually going to challenge it for offside.
Did he really go, or was just Mitch Marner checked out?
It looked like he was going. I gotta admit.
This is why it's so funny, though,
the Leafs are so stupid, because like they have these like horrific things happen with like, what was Matthews doing? Why did he get a concussion, right, they said?
He said he took a weird hit in game four. That's all he said.
He's like, that's all I want to say about it. But like, you kind of owe it to the fans to like let them know what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then Nylander telling this isn't junior, bro. Oh, I could just... It keeps me warm
Marner,
at night.
Marner comes out today and says, around here we're like gods or whatever he said. It's like
that's why it's so good.
Mitchell.
It's like maybe. And again, they were like, oh, well, like he was referencing like the pressure and the way the fan base views them, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, but maybe not now.
Yeah, it's not today.
These playoffs right now are so much fun because all four series that are going on are not soft series. These teams are going to beat the crap out of each other. That Dallas Colorado series is going to be hard. The Carolina New York Rangers game was really good game. And then, I mean, Boston, Florida, those are hard teams to play against. Especially Florida.
Swayman, man. Wow.
Oh, I want to ask you as a question. Who'd you take more joy in watching get eliminated? The Golden Knights or the Leafs?
Toronto.
Leafs.
Toronto.
Always. It's Vegas for me.
Yeah, I think it's probably Vegas for me too.
I kind of hoped we met Vegas in the Western Conference Finals and beat them there.
I'm not going to lie. I wish I could have scored on that one timer with like 10 seconds left.
Why?
Because I am scared of Dallas. I don't know how else to say
scared.
It.
It's the only team I'm scared
of. They are really good.
It's the only team I'm scared of.
I picked Dallas to lose this round. I think Colorado's going to beat them.
The hope.
Edmonton doesn't match up well against Dallas.
That's why each one of these series is so much fun to watch, because if you do get Boston and Rangers going on to the conference final, that's a wicked series.
Yeah,
and then you get Oilers Colorado again. That's a wicked series. Like, there's just a lot of good stories. I think the media is probably not hoping for a Carolina Florida. That's not going to be good for anybody.
The NHL is probably wanting a big market there.
But Florida New York is pretty cool. Like, I've just really grown to like Florida. I like the way they play.
Oh, especially when Bennett's back. They are mean.
Yeah, so.
Imagine the oil face the Canes again.
Next year?
Next year.
In this year's final?
Oh, the Canes. I thought you said Kings.
Oh, what the fuck? Did the Canes get eliminated and I wasn't paying attention?
No.
Imagine they open the Canes again, though.
History writes itself.
Yeah.
And like a half pipe, like it's the high water point again, and it took 17 years to come out the other end. Right? I'm not on camera. It's all good.
No, it's good. I wish you were, though. No,
that would have been great.
It's not that hard. It's got a nice little puffy mic thing on it. But imagine you go to game 7 post loss, and you know, maybe you're me, you're crying, however it's going, and you're like, bro, wait till they play again in 2024. And you're like, what? You're like, well, who are the Oilers? Is Sean Horkoff still playing? You're like,
did you cry?
Yes, I cried so hard I got dumped.
Jared, did you cry?
Oh, well, you got she saw either. You crying after the way the Oilers lost, and she dumped you.
Yeah, well, I cried till about 3 a.m.
And then she, like, it took till 3 a.m. for her to be like,
have enough? Yes.
To be like, this is a bit much.
She left my house at 3 a.m.
What's worse, crying or burning a jersey?
Crying's not bad. I would say
burning a jersey is pretty bad.
Burning jerseys is pretty bad.
Burning jerseys is pretty bad.
Burning a jersey.
I thought she saw you crying like right after.
What's going
like,
to get you no dumped faster is what I'm asking.
And crying takes a while, I can attest.
I was going to say, at first I was like, God, that's a terrible thing to do to someone. But if it lasted till 3:30 a.m, she was willing to sit through it for a while.
What's worse?
I give her
breaking
credit.
A TV or burning a jersey?
Breaking the TV.
There's a certain level of respect you need to have for a jersey.
I just think breaking a jersey is pretty bad, man.
That's the number one.
I just think I can't, in my head, imagine a scenario where I do either of those things, no matter what happens.
No.
I would never burn an Oilers jersey. If I saw
I could see myself break a TV.
I could see my, well, maybe. What? But like not the TV in my living room, but like a TV that I find on the screen.
If I saw someone burning a jersey, I would try to put it out.
I could throw it at something at a TV.
I'm talking about the people who like do the social media videos. Yeah,
that's all fake.
I know, and I hate those videos. The ones where they burn the jerseys usually feel a bit more authentic, except half the time they're burning like the $30 knockoff jerseys, and it's like, okay, you're paid $30 to do a fun little social media video, whatever. I think they're both equally dumb.
When I see people pummeling their big screens, I think to myself, you fucked up, television industry. 2006, you have a big screen, you're not breaking that thing. One, it weighs more than you do.
Yeah.
And two, it's probably $100,000. You're not going to take that shit up. They fucked up. They made them too cheap. People don't respect the game.
It's true.
That's actually
a good point. I do love my TV, though.
Yeah.
I would have a hard time breaking it.
What's game one plans? Everybody got a little ritual yet for home games when it's during the week? I know there's the odd Greta watch party, but like during the week on a Wednesday.
You keep saying, that's where I'm getting confused.
What?
The second time you're saying home games.
Game one's in Vancouver.
Game one's in Vancouver.
No, sorry. That's what I meant. When you're at home, like when they're on the road and it's middle of the week, do you have plans? Because you can't go to the game. And in the middle of the week, I don't know if you're going to a bar, if you have kids.
Go to Greta. I'll be at the game.
Go to Greta, have wings.
There's no watch party at the Rogers because they have a conference.
No, because you go to Greta.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, go to
Greta. Basically asking you guys what you're doing Wednesday night.
We're gonna be in Vancouver. I'm
pre-gaming in Vancouver.
Oh, yeah, remember? Are. You were gonna come.
You were gonna
and
come.
And then I explained where it was coming.
You miss it, Wadney. Chalmers is like, "Well, I gotta come. I gotta come with you guys to Vancouver." And then what days are it?
You know what? If your dad tells you...
One quick flick to the calendar and I realize no time is ever good.
If your dad tells you he's going to take you fishing on Saturday morning and you wake up and you got your tackle and you got your box and you're waiting by the curb and you think, maybe my dad's in a different car and he's driving to get me and they keep driving by, after like 8 or 9 cars or 10 or 12 weeks, it's on you.
I know.
I don't even blame you, Chalmers.
It's... I want...
They get their hopes up.
You guys have no idea how much I wish I was bag milk and... Tyler's age with no kids, and I could do this stuff. JR, he's got a kid.
Thank
but
you for
listen,
very young.
It's a 14-year gap between the two of us.
Yeah, but you don't have kids, so you both seem the same
very,
age
very
to me.
Young. Thank you.
You'll understand when you guys have kids. You want to do everything, but you can't do anything. So you always say you're deep. In just in case there's that chance.
This
that little chance. Yeah. You think I say no to golf? When people put on our golf chat, hey, boys, I got a tee time, I go immediately in, and then I look at the calendar. And then 9 times out of 10, I'm out.
Oh,
but there's that one time.
That's a shitty thing to do.
No, I don't leave it too long.
No, I don't even care. Check your schedule first.
I do most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
One time, I think I've told this story before, but I'll just mention it now because I want you to know the original cowboy, Chris, that we all grew up with. Inner Club shows up. CRX, purple, e-brake on the dry pavement in front of the golf course.
You got
spins
to.
Around, gets out, runs to the first tee, wearing a tank top, a chain, and a backwards Kangol hat.
I had a golf shirt on.
You did not have a golf shirt on. You had it in your hand. Because I was on the first tee, I was like, this is the baddest kid I've ever witnessed with my own eyes operate. And you show the first tee, you're like, where the fuck is my golf bag? And I was like, in 28 years, we're going to do a podcast about this.
Probably shot well too that day. I always shot well hungover.
Always. I don't think you were hungover. We were pretty little then.
Oh, were we?
The story I'm telling, like, I think I got dropped off at the golf course.
Oh, well, then I could have been 17.
How old were you when you had the CRX?
I got it when I was 16 and I had it till I was 19.
Imagine being 16 and having a purple CRX. And what impressed me the most was your aftermarket seatbelt thing on it.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this guy is no joke.
I had a lot of aftermarket stuff.
I drove a 91 Dynasty when I was 16.
Get out of here.
Nice.
Very nice.
Smooth ride.
It was a great ride.
Smooth ride.
Kids these days get like new cars. Like, it is really tough to keep up. Oh, yeah.
I don't think getting a kid a new car is a good idea. I think you need to drive something that if you write it off, it's fine. Yeah.
And you got to earn it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like mine, there was a point where I first got rid of my Dynasty where the left indicator no longer worked. So you had to go like actively clicking it.
Yeah. Active click.
Yeah. That's usually, was it just burnt out? Like the other side, was it burnt out?
Sometimes the other side worked fine. Turning right, no problem. Turning left, you had to manually clicker.
You can make that work.
But you know what? You could speed it up.
Wanye, do you remember when you used to only take right turns because they were easier to make? So you'd like go certain places to only taking right
no,
turns?
No, I didn't. Did
I think so. I don't know. Is that a...
Yeah, you take the long way to Home Depot to avoid the left turn.
Really? Boys, you get in a couple accidents. You change how you operate. That's crazy.
I do that with traffic circles still, so I
understand. I'm a very, very bad driver.
You turn... you go the wrong way?
Yeah. I remember when I was... Because to get from here to West Edmonton Mall, from here being the office, you got to go through a traffic circle.
Yeah.
And
I mean, you don't have to.
You don't have to, but the Google Maps way would tell you that you have to. And remember when we had our friends from Europe here for the Jasper Pond Hockey Tournament, right? And they were like, we want to go to the mall. I was like, hop in the truck. I'll take you to the mall. And we were driving to the mall, and I realized going down the street that it's the traffic circle way, and I wasn't paying attention. I was like, shit. I don't want them to see how incompetent I am in a traffic circle. And I was like, wait, they don't know where the hell we are. So I just turned randomly and we drove through neighborhoods for like 5 minutes until I eventually spit out somewhere else.
Just stay in the inside lane. You just go around all these
circles. What is there to learn about a traffic circle?
If you're going halfway or three quarters, you stay on the inside. If you're going the first or the second, you can be on the right.
And you know what? I don't agree with the second.
I don't agree with the second either.
It should only be next turn.
The only time you should be in the right lane, the outside lane, is if you're going one quarter away.
That's such a friction point.
I couldn't agree more.
That is why I avoid them, because it feels like people are kind of making up their own rules.
Because you could never get in an accident. The rule is, if you're going more than a quarter, you're on the inside. If you're going just a quarter,
you're
on the outside. No, but that's the thing, is you'll never have people crossing if you don't allow people on the outside lane to go a halfway around.
Yeah, 100%. It just removes that one. It doesn't make any sense. But you're always safe in the left lane.
Do you feel incredibly intimidated to think about like the 6-lane traffic circles that are over in Europe, like the really, really wide ones?
Probably part of the reason I'm not going to go to Europe in my life.
Because I was in St. Albert yesterday going to see my dad. I noticed by the Walmart there's traffic circles there on that. Like,
those are different. Those are just like little 1-lane loops.
Yeah, they're baby traffic circles.
Yeah,
in Swindon, UK.
Did the dog patch freezer break down and you guys are just storing all the frozen food up here or what?
There's a carp in there.
It is freezing and that thing keeps kicking in.
I can't figure out the damn thermostat.
Oh my God.
Thermostat's just on the other side.
Every time it shuts off,
it's warm in there and cool in here.
It is turned up to 24 on that thermostat out there.
Crazy.
Clearly not 24 in here.
No, it is not.
Somewhere in the office is 24. I don't know where.
Right at that thermostat.
Probably.
When I took my driving test and I was like 60, I'm just thinking about how I'm a bad driver. I was like, what I cannot do, I thought Grote Road was like an F1 circuit growing up.
Oh, the best.
And I remember being like, I don't know how I'm going to drive. I don't know how I'm going to have to take Grote Road. And then I took my driver's test like in the deep south thinking, well, and I remember being like, they'll never make me go on Grote Road. And then we got in, the guy's like, okay, we're going to go for a bit of a drive. And I was like, I know we're going to Grote Road. And we did. And I swear to God, I was like, all the way down the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
as long as you're 10 and 2, just make sure you're looking. You don't look directly in front of the car. Look where you want to go. Look about 30 feet in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was so happy when Google Maps came out. I was talking about this the other day with somebody. They were saying AI is going to do all the work for us. And I'm like, do you remember driving when you had to remember how to get places?
That was my biggest fear as a kid.
It was awful, man.
You'd print out a MapQuest?
Before the MapQuest. Like, when it was just like, hey, where are we going?
Raw dog, and you had to pull out the map?
But this is where the grid system pays dividends. Yeah. It's just numbers, at least at that point.
Yes.
So in Edmonton, you had a chance.
Yeah.
Do you think traffic was better when everybody was using the grid because everybody used different ways to get places, but now Google Maps takes you to, like, all the main roads and the fastest route, everybody ends up on the same roads?
They factor in traffic on Google Maps.
Yeah, they do.
To an extent, it's somewhat flawed, though.
I have a setting that you just don't make left turns. It's pretty easy.
Yeah. My favorite thing is when it says,
notification.
Want to save 3 minutes? New route. And you're like, fuck yeah, I want to save 3 minutes.
Speaking
that's
of
amazing.
F1 driver, every day I am F1 driver. I check what the expected time is, and I'm like, I'm beat that son of a bitch.
Oh, good for you.
And it's how I keep my competitive edge alive.
But first some goulash while I drive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. First a fondue.
I remember having to pull out the map for my dad when I was little and having it like passenger side on the dash trying to sort it out. Impossible. When now I can just, I'm in the center console in my new whip from Sherwood Ford, just blink.
Yeah.
Way I go.
Well, the hardest thing about using a map for your dad was the fact that you didn't know where the hell you were.
No.
There was no "you are here" light on there. And you were just like, okay, I don't even know. I don't know how to tell you where we're going because I don't know where we are.
He goes, are we going north? I'm like, I don't know which way north is.
So now that maps do that work for you, does anybody miss not having maps?
No, I turn my map on no matter what, every single time, no matter if I know where I'm going. I will get in my truck. The very first thing I do is turn on my map so I know exactly when I'm getting somewhere.
This will be what AI turns into. It's not going to be something that you ultimately fear. It's going to be something that you're like, I don't even know what I would do without having that robot chef.
How is Neuralink going to change Google Maps? Is it just going to like be in your head and you just like immediately know?
Turn left, turn right.
Yeah. It'll be like a rally car driver where you'll hear in your head, turn left in 500 meters. You're like,
what happens when you can put,
you're like, damn it.
What happens when you can put information in your brain directly with Neuralink without having to learn it? Like in the Matrix.
I don't get that.
What do you mean?
I don't understand.
I'm not getting I'm never in my lifetime getting a surgery that puts something in my head.
What if you had a stroke?
Well, what is the Neuralink going to do for that?
We'll go around the affected area.
Hello.
If part of your brain lobe is dead, it'll rewire around it. Man, Nerling's pretty cool. Have you seen the video of the guy who's like in the wheelchair and he's all of a sudden, I think he was playing chess or something on the thing, and he starts crying because it's the first. I think it's amazing technology, personally.
I do. I agree.
Steve Jobs said a thing a long time ago that computers are the bicycle for the mind, right? So he's like, think of how much energy it takes to walk a mile. Then think about how much energy it takes to run a mile. And then a normal person on a bike can like not break a sweat and fly past somebody who's like a trained sprinter if you were to run a race, right? So the idea is like computers allow you to go a lot further and do a lot more shit with a lot less energy. I believe that to be true. Every time I don't have to worry, I took Wanya Jr. to the YEG Gymnastics Center. And like when I look at addresses, you get grids. I'm like, I don't know that number and I don't know where that number is, right? And so I have to like work backwards from where's the closest Blockbuster. The fact that I can just load that into the map and never be lost anymore, I just think it's such an amazing technology.
Gets you the instructions. In 400 meters, turn right.
I just want Waymos before that.
Oh, Waymos are the best.
I'd rather just have a fucking world full of Waymos.
We saw Waymo in LA, just one.
Yep.
Some guy was like doing a photo shoot around it. It was very weird.
Maybe, I get it.
Maybe the Waymo got lost.
LA traffic
dysfunction.
Drove from Phoenix to LA.
And someone was there the whole time being like, well.
Someone just Waymoed from Phoenix to LA.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Insurance companies of the world are like, I don't know about self-driving cars. I don't know. But one day it's going to flip. And they're going to be like, no more people allowed to drive. Guaranteed.
All right. I want to wrap up the show with a little bit more hockey talk. And I want to dig into the betting markets a little bit. For our friends at Bet365, you can get in on a huge range of markets. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Download it today and use the promo code OILYBONUS. Oily bonus.
We're the oily boys with the oily bonus.
What do you get?
You get in on a huge range of markets.
Sick.
And you get in on, I think they are one of the top, it's like top sportsbook in the world. They're most recognized global brand. So shout out Bet365. Oilers -260 favorites. But the series spread is where it gets a little bit more interesting. You can bet on the Oilers to win in six games or sooner and get it at -155.
Oh, man.
Your fancy?
I'll be doing same game parlays. That's the thing I like about.
What does 55 mean, your M-check?
You got to wager 155 to win 100.
Let's see. Is that good?
It means they're heavy, heavy favorites.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's not terrible. -250 or 260 is, that's no bueno.
Yeah, I'm not touching
it. I don't think that. I don't think that's accurate.
You got to go Oilers victory. Well, it's.
I believe the Oilers are going to win the series, but I also feel like as a better. Come on, man.
Give us
something.
No, this is how they all.
I get it.
Yeah.
Can I give you guys my favorite futures bet for the series?
Please.
Okay.
I love Evander Kane, 4+ goals in the series, so over 3.5, 8-1.
I'm in. That's what I'm talking about.
I feel like we're due for a Kaner hat trick.
Whoa.
Giddy up.
Yep. He's in his hometown.
Yep.
Let's go.
Game two, he'll do it.
Evander Kane, 8-1, 4+ goals.
Thank you, Bet365. That's the juice I'm looking for.
Yeah, I'm so in on that. Any other players you may be interested in?
What else you got over there?
In the 4+ goals one, you can get McDavid or Drysdale at even money. Hyman's even money. Hyman, 4 goals at even money.
What's Holloway at like 2?
What's like Fogle or Holloway at 2?
The lowest number they have set is 3.
Okay.
For the Oilers, you can go as low down in the lineup. Ekholm 14-1.
For 3.
McLeod 10-1. Perry 8-1. Bush 6-1. Fogle 5.50. So 5.5-1.
To plus score 3?
Yeah.
Tell me, what are the odds a young Reed Schaefer gets a hat trick? What does the market say?
Yeah.
That 365 just wants you to save your money.
Yeah. They're like, no, Reed Schaefer. 7+ points in a series. I saw Bouchard +170 to do that. He did have 8 in the first rounder against the Kings. I thought that one was tempting.
Only one goal.
I also thought Ryan Nugent-Hopkins at 3-1 to get to 7 points was sneaky.
How many do you have in the first round? He must have been right there.
Yeah, I think he was.
6 or 7 at least.
Nugent round one had 6 points in 5 games. Series goes one further, you know? Seems tempting, but that Kane one.
Do they do like playoff points or power play points, I mean?
In a series? No, just game to game for power play points. Which you can do, one of my favorite bets, if you're really confident in the Oilers power play, is you just take all 5 of the guys on the top unit and just bet on every single one of them.
And does that usually give you a net positive?
As long as you get 1 goal with 2 assists, yes. You'll make money. And if you get that second power play goal, like game 5 against the Kings, We got one. It was, again, McDavid, Bush, and Draisaitl all got multiple power play points in that game, actually. But then there was those two goals. Remember, they scored right power plays ended?
As they ended.
If one of those, because they both involved Nugent Hyman, if one of those would have been a true power play
all
goal,
five would have paid.
All five would have hit, and you would have been laughing. Anyway, shout out to Bet365.
100% power play. I mean, sign me up.
Oily bonus.
Penalty kill.
100%. Penalty kill. Sorry. 45% power play. Yeah. It's basically 100%.
It was pretty funny in that one. I know like it's obvious because of how the math works, but seeing Edmonton at the top, Elliott at the bottom was kind of funny. That was good. That was good.
Speaking of special teams, Sunil at OilersNation.com did a deep dive into the special teams yesterday. Just see who has an advantage. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit tougher than we got against LA, I think. But overall advantage, oily boys, for the special teams, we shall see.
I feel like I'm just more worked up at the fact that we have a Wednesday night game because that's still two more
days. It was a full week
at
the Oilers.
Two more days. We've already been waiting five.
Yeah, it was a full week the Oilers had to wait. It was odd.
It's been a long time without a game.
That happened for us. I think I've told this story before, but when we won the conference final against Anaheim and we went to Mexico, not planning that trip very well, the boys, and then we got home after a seven-day trip and the break between us winning against Anaheim and it starting against Carolina was exactly 7 days.
It was beautiful.
You could not have planned it any more perfect than we did, and that was quite the bender. We got after it. We were drunk for like 21 straight days. It was very hard on our bodies.
We were young.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Thursday's episode will be from Vancouver. And that will be our off day. So maybe we'll...
No, series starts in Vancouver?
Record it post-aquarium. Review of the Vancouver Aquarium coming Thursday.
You should check that plaque out.
How do you feel about aquariums, your M-Chuck?
The Vancouver Aquarium's great.
I'm willing to do it because it'll make Liam so happy.
Okay.
I think we'll probably have meetings.
So bringing it back full circle now.
I prefer we do the Stanley Park pitch and putt.
Ooh. Full circle.
Yeah.
Why do we not have a beef with the Canucks podcast? The Canucks Army podcast?
We do.
We do.
Well, let's ramp it up.
I'm going on it tomorrow.
What's their names?
Canucks Conversation.
Let's ramp it up.
This is how the Drake Kendrick thing started. There was a guy in a cowboy hat sitting in the corner.
Give me some dirt on him.
You want to move some units? Let's ramp it up.
Colonel Tom.
General Booty.
General Booty.
Where's your jersey?
I don't wear it anymore. Not for podcasts.
Why?
Because
it's not a game day either.
It's not a game day.
Oh, I thought we got in trouble.
No, we didn't get in trouble.
No trouble.
But
Cowboy Chris,
I learned my lesson.
Adheres to the rules.
I adhere to the rules.
Game day.
And listen, it's a game day. So on Wednesday, I will be chucking on my cowboy hat, my Mark Messier jersey, and I will be sitting in front of my TV with my boys and my wife, the same way we watch all game ones, and we will go hard. Except for the last game one, because I got to go to it. That was pretty awesome.
All right, well, that's a wrap on.
Hold on before we shut it down. Jay, do you know who Weston McGowan is?
Weston McGowan. Any relation to... Oh, yes, I've seen a photo.
Yeah.
Uncle K?
Shout out Grandpa.
Oh, is Grandpa K?
It's not Uncle Kerry anymore. It's Grandpa Kerry.
Oh, yes. Good for him.
Yeah,
so
sorry.
I asked about that. We went to a game together. I guess that would have been game two.
Yeah.
And I asked him. He said,
so good friend of ours. He has a grandson, Weston McGowan. Shout out, new Oiler fan.
Congratulations.
One of the newest in the world.
Amazing.
Also, big game 7 tomorrow night. Moose Jaw Warriors, Saskatoon Blades.
Oh, my God.
This is the series tied 3-3, obviously, going to game 7. 5 of 6 games have gone overtime.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I was listening on the Moose Jaw website. I've been listening to the games. And the overtime, like...
Can you stream?
I'm going to try to stream game 7 tomorrow.
But you can just listen through the Moose Jaw website.
Right.
But 4 goals in the third period?
Epic comeback. And then to lose.
Probably great.
Damn it.
It's great hockey, man. It's so good. But they scored 4 and a third to force OT and then lost it in OT. The boys are going back to the hangar.
OT every time.
To the hangar.
It's stressful. It's in Saskatoon. Game 7.
Yeah, it is.
Did we have any multiple OT games in this first round?
Yeah, Islanders-Canes.
Islanders-Canes had one?
Yeah.
That went to two. Yeah, that's it, eh?
Bruins
and Leafs would have had a few.
They had two.
No, multiple overtime games. Double OT or later.
Oh, gotcha. Because I'm also like Vegas and Dallas, I think, had a couple OTs, didn't they?
They did one for sure, yeah. All the people who were asking the NHL to have game three, which is on the, or game four, is it, which is on the Sunday? No, game three on the Sunday in Edmonton. There was no other game on the schedule in the NHL, so everyone was like, why don't you start it early?
Have they released the time?
They are starting it early.
Oh!
They
are?
7:30.
Oh. So projected puck drop 8 o'clock still.
Why? That's the only game on the schedule.
Like Tyler sets the times. Eh?
But
let's
kick
this
is Connor McDavid. I get first round it being the way it is because they got to cram.
What
so
time
much
would you put
this
it at? Six.
Six. Yeah. Yes.
Five or six.
Six
on a Sunday. Yeah.
Five on a Sunday.
Yeah,
sure.
No.
Why not?
I mean,
10 a.m. Let's get to bed early.
Look, these are the people who made a deal with a Discover card, all right? They're not thinking clearly in the big picture. It's a strategic error.
Oh. Honestly, if you had, did they just not care, or are they just this dumb? In your opinion.
Both.
Okay. Are they too dumb to not to care?
Well, the thing is they're also at the beholding of the people that purchase the rights.
How would Sportsnet
but
know?
Also the American side of it. And I know there's no other game, but I don't like.
Look,
I'm trying to wrap my head around this.
Do you want to watch a game at 7 or do you want to watch Jason 30? Okay?
So, Kate, this is an honest.
That's why that starts
like
at 7.
Best of the month for the same time over and over and over and over and over.
Do you
want to
watch dirt bike highlights or an NHL?
I don't know what
honest
is
question,
going on.
Honest question, because I don't know this answer. If Oilers and Canucks every game is on Sportsnet for Canadians, is it on TNT for Americans? Is it on ESPN for Americans? Do we know that?
Not everyone is nationally televised down there, no.
I think one of the outlets will have it.
Will have it, but not on like the...
It won't be. TNT's got their certain games.
Yeah.
So TNT will probably be doing Wednesday's game. Isn't that their day?
Probably, yeah.
But Sunday, I don't know, probably ESPN or something.
But it'll probably be on like ESPN 2.
The Ocho right after kickball?
OLN?
Adult kickball was electric.
I got to say, if anybody deserves a break after the playoffs, it's the crew of Ron McLean, Kevin Bieksa, Elliot Friedman, and Jen.
They don't leave Toronto.
They work every night for like a long time.
Both games.
But they don't fly anywhere.
Still, man.
Play-by-play guys be flying everywhere.
Yeah.
That's heavy duty. But they do every second game.
Yeah,
oh, no.
They just have one series to do, yeah.
That's true.
That's a little better. You're right.
Thoughts on the Oilers getting Chris Cuthbert and Craig Simpson?
I love it. I love Chris Cuthbert.
Yeah,
love
me too.
Craig Simpson.
But love
Craig
I love
Simpson. Jack.
Jack and Louis.
Yeah. Do they get Uncle Gene Principe still?
No. What would be the scenario Scott where out. We got Jack and Louis? Is there any?
No.
We'll just
no.
never.
Zero.
Not in the Jack playoffs. Or the radio people.
You yeah, Jack's back on radio. Got to sync it up with your TV like the old days.
That's right.
An old skill.
Now, what would have happened if, like, Jake DeBrusk scored a big goal and then Louis has to report against him and shit? Like, is there any worries about that in the long run?
He'd be reporting against him, per se.
What do you mean?
Louis still does some... Doesn't he do between the benches still in the playoffs?
He was he's the Oilers guy with Hunter
Ryan.
He's
on that series. Isn't Louis doing Boston, Florida for Sportsnet?
Oh, he might be.
Yeah, didn't he talk about his kid?
Yeah.
I like when they do the pre-game thing with Louis and Jake. I think it's adorable.
Yes.
I love Louis DeBrusk, man.
I do, too.
I love when guys are beating the shit out of each other, and Louis's like, a little bit of dryness there, some fisticuffs. Like, he's not impressed by anything or anybody. And, like, someone gets cranked right to the bench in front of him. He's like, oh.
I want opinions on the panel of guy I don't know, Mark Messier, and PK Subban.
Steve Levy.
Oh, is that Steve Levy?
I think that's him, yeah.
Oh, I like Steve Levy. But what do we think about PK and Mess?
I think
they got good chemistry.
TNT.
I think they're trying way too hard to be Charles and Shaq.
Yes.
They're trying too hard to be TNT, and it's just not organic, or it's not authentic to me.
But when Biz and Henrik and like Lundqvist,
but that's
and,
like Biz's personality, so it's like
right. But see, just, they didn't have to try so hard,
yeah,
and they were like that.
Did you see when Biz told Berube he's going to break the news? He's the new coach. That was so funny.
And Berube just had this little smirk on, didn't say a word.
PK would never pull shit like
so
that.
So is this like a foregone conclusion?
No.
Okay. Because Alberga was also posting about the fact he interviewed
Berube
and asked the
Toronto?
Question in like January.
As the Leafs' new coach?
Yeah.
When I saw Messier chasing PK around with the cup, I was like, Lord Stanley did not donate a silver dish for it to be chased around in 2020.
I'm not touching it. Like, there's still a chance. He's like, you can't still win it. Like, what would you do? But he doesn't know. What if he gets in the front office?
Come on.
Yeah.
I'd be pretty confident in saying PK, whatever. I think it's awkward and forced is my answer to the question.
Okay. They're trying a lot to be TNT and they're not.
Yep.
Like when actual Shaq popped in and did the Shaq Hyman thing, it was great.
It's amazing the star power difference. Like, I think Biz is great and they're doing the thing. But then when like Shaq walks out, granted he's 90 feet tall, he's just, there's something about Shaq. He's just a superstar.
Apparently Biz said to him, like, I'm really going to hit you. Like, if you want me to. And he's like, yeah, come through. And then Biz just nailed him into the... They broke the wall and the ceiling started to, like, crack. Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of humanity.
I just... I think that the reason I'm asking about, like, where it's televised in the States is because a lot of the stuff I listen to comes from the States and they are so badly wanting to be invested in hockey, but they're having trouble, especially with the times of the Oilers games, because of course they want to watch McJesus, they want to watch McDavid, and it's rattling to them. And you're having an opportunity here with really good playoffs to like really do something about
it. Well, then they should have a say in this. To me, it's like it's the opposite. It's something else is displacing that time slot.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Because like they should want that,
James Rockies.
Look, I'm watching 8 hours of Poker Stars, okay? And if you don't want to get on board with online poker being as awesome as it is, that's your business.
Oh, man.
Remember when the strike happened? They're like, you know, it's just as fun. Let's all watch
World poker Series on TV. Of Poker.
This is a like, great time.
You got to think Sportsnet wants to have an earlier game. Because they can have, you have, so it's
ratings.
It's outside of Sportsnet's control. It's something from the state side.
Yeah, ESPN's right.
Like, that's what it is. Like, that's the only time they can show it.
We're not bumping, game Bass four,
I mean,
Mavs.
Yeah, because they got basketball. Yeah.
But the way that a lot of these podcasts I'm talking about are talking is like the NHL is way more exciting than the NBA playoffs right now. But the NBA playoffs have Anthony Edwards. There's this kid that is absolutely the next star because of just the way he's performing in these. But there's really not a lot of storylines from it. And so...
But it doesn't matter. NBA
it doesn't
is
matter.
The money,
NBA is king. NBA I get it. Money. I do. But if that's the reason, then somebody should just at least tell everybody because the speculation just is.
Did you know that the NBA specifically told Ja Morant to stay out of the Kendrick Drake beef?
Why would he get in it?
Well, no. Drake name dropped him in the song.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
So think about this.
I'm just really not into
this. When does the Colorado Dallas series start? Tomorrow?
Yep.
So they. This doesn't make any sense.
No.
So they just wrapped up their series yesterday, and they have to play tomorrow.
That's right.
And then we play after them.
That's right.
Even though Vancouver wrapped it up before them, and we wrapped it up way before all of them.
Pearl Jam, man.
Pearl Jam.
I'm saying Tuesday.
No, I know, preaching to the choir.
You don't fuck with Pearl Jam.
No.
So it's a shame that Vancouver couldn't wrap it up in game five, because we probably would have had a Sunday start.
If you don't want to hear any of the songs you won't recognize from Pearl Jam's new album Dark Matter and you're just waiting them for close with Jeremy
Speaker
doing everything from the new album, just play Jeremy and
just climb the rafters and play Jeremy. Shut up already. He's famous for climbing the rafters.
He doesn't do that anymore. Sad. He's an old man now.
He's too rich.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance rider.
Yeah, the insurance wouldn't cover it anymore.
Yeah, he's very rich.
But a man, I love music like that.
Podcast in that voice. All right.
Pearl Jam.
We'll talk with everybody on Thursday.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.